Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to come your way again this morning, and I want us to start a study for today from Matthew chapter 26, from verse 26. This is Jesus sitting with his disciples on the last night of his life. And the Bible says that as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Now, the word testament means will. Okay, so Jesus said, this is my blood of the new will, or the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So Jesus gave his blood for the will, the new will to come into force. Hallelujah. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. So nice. Today I'm sharing concerning Jesus, my mediator, because he's our mediator. The Bible says that there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus. That is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 5 going. It says there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. So he's the mediator of the new covenant, the better will of God. Hallelujah. Yes, and for this cause, he's the mediator of the New Testament. You see, it's said again here, Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So by virtue of his death, burial, and resurrection, and by virtue of giving his blood, you see, there's a new testament that has been made, or a new covenant that has been made between God and man. You see, Jesus is the one who stood in for man. He's the one who gave his life on the behalf of man. And he gave his blood for this blood to be used to ratify or to confirm the covenant. Every covenant is sealed by virtue of blood or with blood. Without blood, the testament or the covenant cannot be enforced. So Jesus gave his blood for the covenant to be enforced. And the covenant is the covenant of blessing. The covenant is the covenant of inheriting God himself. The covenant is the covenant of a new will. Hallelujah. And he's the one who made things happen. Is the one who stood in between God and man for things to happen, for man to come back to God. So he says, and for this cause he's the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called, you and I are called, he says, we might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. There's an inheritance for you and I by virtue of Jesus' death and resurrection. And Jesus not only died. Now go to Hebrews chapter 9. It's nice. Let's read it again from verse 16. We read verse 15. Let's continue in verse 16. For where a testament is, he says, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Now he says, where a testament is, there must also be the death of the testator, or the one who wrote the will. Now, can you imagine if your father wrote you a will that the TV that he has is yours when he's no more? You know, it's only yours when he's no more. If he's alive and you go, he's watching the TV and go and carry the TV away from him. I mean, I'm not sure he will take it easy with you. The TV is not yours until he dies. So Jesus wrote the New Testament, which speaks better things. What are those better things? He speaks better things such as God coming into you and I, such as we being made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, such as faith, such as hope, such as love. You know, he brought better things into our lives, great things into our lives. And after writing the will, he had to give his own life, because if he doesn't die, the testament cannot be enforced, or the will cannot be read to you. Hallelujah. So after Jesus had written the will, he died. And when he died, he rose again. He died so that the will can be enforced. And when he died, he rose again to become the mediator of that particular covenant, or the lawyer who reads out the will to you and helps you get your inheritance, so that nobody can cheat you out of your inheritance. I mean, what is better than this? The same person gave his blood, he wrote the will, died so that the will can be enforced, and he rose again to enforce the will and to make sure you get all the inheritance that you need to get. Oh, hallelujah. I just love Jesus so much. I don't know what to say. He's so great. He's so wonderful. Then he says in verse 17, for a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it's of no strength at all while the testator liveth. So he died so that he can rise again. He died so that the will or the testament can be enforced. And he rose again so that he can be a mediator or the lawyer who will make all those things good in your life. So Jesus is there to help you know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus without any mistake. He's also there to help you know that you have faith, and to help you for your faith to work and for your faith to increase. Count on Jesus, because he's your mediator. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, stay in his presence.